Welcome to Current State from WKAR, your NPR station for the Capital Region. I'm Karel Vega. In the wake of the fallout from the Larry Nassar scandal and amid criticism of inaction, Michigan State University has been vocal about its commitment to making MSU a safer campus. This fall, MSU started its No More campaign, that's No with a K, to promote awareness of the resources available to those in the campus community who are affected by sexual misconduct, relationship violence, and stalking. To learn more about this new campaign and the efforts at MSU, I'm joined by Tana Fidowa, Program Director of the MSU Sexual Assault Program, and Rob Kent, who is the Interim Associate Vice President of the Office of Civil Rights and Title IX Education and Compliance at MSU. Thanks for joining me on Current State.
Thanks for having us.
Tana, I'll start with you. How does the No More campaign work?
So the No More campaign is really about bringing awareness to what resources already exist so that people who have experienced some sort of sexual misconduct or relationship violence know what their options are and know how to access the resources that may be available to them. And so one of the things from a survivor's perspective that's really important is having choices and having access to support services, to medical services. And this new document that was created really shows the wide variety of options that are available and gives people the chance to seek therapy or potentially seek medical treatment or know how to report or who they might report to. And so it's kind of a one-stop shop for all of the options that are available to someone.
Rob, you came aboard as Interim Associate Vice President of the Office of Civil Rights and Title IX in mid-June. In that time, what have been your main goals?
So first step, and I think was the most important, was to make sure that we were on the right track with investigations, making sure that the backlog of investigations that occurred at the time no longer exists. We're nearing nil on that side of it. So we're in a good place with the investigations. And then I should say sort of the coexisting most important part is to make sure that we continue what we have done in the last year or so and making sure survivors on campus are heard, making sure that people are aware of the resources that are available, making sure that we get community input from those on campus, both students, faculty, and staff, and listen to our experts that we have on campus who have been doing this work for decades and decades and know best how to bounce back from what we've experienced.
You're listening to Current State on WKAR. We're speaking with Tana Fidowa, Program Director of the MSU Sexual Assault Program, and Rob Kent, Interim Associate Vice President of the Office of Civil Rights and Title IX Education and Compliance at MSU about the new No More campaign and other efforts the school is taking to help survivors of sexual assault and domestic violence. In September, it was reported that Michigan State University's Office of Institutional Equity received more than 1,100 reports of sexual misconduct during the 2017-18 academic year. That's up from 718 reports the previous academic year. Also, the amount of time taken to investigate those reports had seen an increase. Has that increase in both report numbers and length carried over into this semester?
So, yes, I would say we still have an increase in numbers, and I don't expect that to stop. It's a continuation of the awareness around this. We had last year 99% of our 53,000 students received education training on prevention education and education about what our policies require and reporting. 98% of employees. So. The awareness around the Me Too movement, the Larry Nassar scandal, certainly has heightened people's willingness to come forward and empowered people. So I believe that we still have the same increased levels.
Tana, what do you think is the hardest barrier at the moment for survivors of sexual assault and domestic violence to access the resources that they need?
I think sometimes people don't know that they exist or they don't know what it means. So they don't understand, for example, why would I need an advocate? So we're doing some work to kind of spell out what advocacy looks like and to understand the difference between advocacy and therapy. And we have individual therapy and we have group therapy. And we've also expanded to have a crisis chat because we're recognizing that a lot of students at MSU feel more comfortable chatting with someone versus calling a hotline. or they may be in a communal living situation where they can't speak out loud what has happened because they haven't told anyone yet, but they can chat from their phone or their computer. And so I think that we're going to be able to connect to people in different ways, but there's still stigma. And there's still, you know, you see the way that people responded with the Kavanaugh hearing, and you hear a lot of people's reactions to survivors of disbelief. And people still feel that they're hearing that from peers in their classes, they're hearing it from people in the community. And so while there has been sort of this tide of support for survivors, there's also kind of a backlash, and there's also people speaking against survivors and or in disbelief. And I think that people really have to feel like they're supported in order to be able to come forward.
Is there anything else you'd like our listeners to know?
I would like the listeners to know that the MSU Sexual Assault Program stands with survivors, and we have a variety of different services that are open to not only campus survivors, but also community members. So if a community member has experienced sexual assault at MSU, they're eligible for our advocacy services. We have someone who can kind of help them navigate the process. Our crisis chat's available to people in the community, as well as our 24/7 crisis hotline. And our therapy services are for student survivors. And so we really want people to know how to find help and that they belong and that we're going to support them.
Tana Fidowa is the program director of the MSU Sexual Assault Program, and Rob Kent is the interim associate vice president of the Office of Civil Rights and Title IX Education and Compliance at MSU. We've been talking about MSU's No More campaign and other efforts to assist victims of sexual assault and domestic violence. Thank you both for joining me on Current State.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.